So, hello, fellow English learners. My name is Glenn, and today we're going to talk about the UK newest spelling. The bloody pommies. Yes, they have a different spelling than the bloody Yanks. So, in Australia, we use actually both types of spelling. So, in primary school, I actually learned the UK spelling and the US spelling. So, let's get down in. So, the most common one you'll come across is the ISE, which is the UK version, or the IZE. So, in the UK, they would say social, bloody socialize, and in the US, they say socialize. So, ISE, IZE. And in Australia, you can use both. Although the US spelling of this is actually a lot more common. The second spelling that you'll see is the AE or just the E. So the AE, like Eon, AEON, is the UK spelling, and the EON is the US spelling. A third one, and this one is usually for like programs or like, gram, you know, the weight. The weight is a gram. In America, we don't use grams, we use ounces. So, but in the UK, it's GRAMME. And in the US, it's GREM. Yeah, mama, I'm going to get my gram of marijuana. So, but in Australia, the shorter version, GRAM, is more common. But you, like myself, I use GRAMME. And, well, basically in Australia, all these versions can be used. I've used both of these spelling types at university, and they've been accepted. It's just when you incorrectly spell a word that you get marks down. Oh boy, you created this spelling mistake. We're going to deduct 500 points from your 100-point essay. Bad luck, you fail, boy. So, another one is AEON or EON, like in paleontology. In the UK, it's PALAEON, tology. And in the US, it's PALEON. So, if you don't know, paleontology is actually the study of fossils. Oh, look at that dinosaur. Wow, it's quite a big dinosaur. Wow, oh my god, look at how big it's shit. It's shat all over my car. So, that is another difference. And let's go on to the next one. And this one includes the OUR or the OR. So, armor, you know, word that you. Armor is a type of clothing or a protection for a soldier who goes into battle. So a helmet is part of the armor. A suit of armor is what various nobilities used in the past, like knights or samurai or just anyone who needed to protect themselves from weapons. And in the UK, it's ARMOUR, and in the US, it's ARMOR. So that's where they get rid of the U. So OUR goes to OR. And these are all based mainly on pronunciation. Like in Australia, we say armour. So in Australia, we say ARMAR, armour. So our pronunciation is actually different than both. Like in the UK, they're probably armour. Bloody armor. God, the bloody armor. Well, that's my attempt at Scottish. Well, if the guns, you have the armor. Oh, yes, baby. And in the US has like 10 different type of accents. This one I'm trying is the Southern accent. There's the armor. So they pronounce the O a lot more. Okay, now the next one is. Well, a double word like biased, BIASSED in the UK. In the US, it's BIASED. So, biased, biased. So the US generally eliminates double consonants or double consonants when it's actually not needed. Okay, so there's actually so many different spellings that are used. Another one is check. You can check something, or a check as a form of money transfer, CHEQUIN in the UK, or CHECK in the US, and that's also to check something as well. In Australia, we usually use CHEQUE as the check, as the money transfer, and CHECK as the verb to check. So, I'm gonna check your sphincter and see if my check is up there. Okay, so another type of difference is the Y being replaced by an I. Like cipher is CYPHER in the UK and CIPHER in the US. That's not a major difference because I and Y are pretty much similar pronunciation depending on how you say it. So cipher, cipher. So that's another one. Okay. Now, sometimes they replace the CE with a SE in the US. So license, LICENCE in the UK, LICENSE in the US, or defense, DEFENCE in the UK, or DEFENSE in the US. And the list just goes on. And then we have the RE in the UK, it's RE, and in the US, it's ER. So center is RE in the UK, and ER in the US. But in Australia, we usually replace ER with A, so center, not center, center, center. And in the UK, they usually also replace the RE with the A. Another version is the OUR to an OR, like in colour in Australia. Most common is COLOUR, same as UK, and in the US it's COLOR. Colour, colour, bloody colour. In Australia we say colour. So we usually replace the R with an A. Colour, colour. Instead of saying bloody colour or colour, look at my accent. I have a colour. I have the colour purple. When I have the colour purple, I like to call it Fitty Pop. Ooh, and you can find a lot of this information on the internet. So that's the end of my little rant. So if you come into Australia and you are not too familiar with how we spell the words, whether it's UK or the US, just go with what you have learned. If a certain institution requires that you pronounce or spell the words a certain way, not pronounce, but spell the words a certain way, then you're just going to have to adopt to that way of spelling. And over time, you actually learn that. So I'd like to say thank you very much for watching, listening to my podcast. Yeah, I do make YouTube videos, so I'm getting a bit confused. Alzheimer's is taking my brain away. So thank you very much, and have a nice day. Peace.